Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, and for the drive, we're Area 45, alongside Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani. T-Mail's still here, doing his thing, helping us out until 6 o'clock. Time now for our segment we call Hot Leads. We kind of go over the day's top stories. You're used to that at 5 o'clock with the 5 o'clock fire. But here's how we do it on Area 45. We'll start with the Astros, man. Their series finale against the Sacramento A's tonight. Whatever. That's how I'll dub them.
Can't say homeless ass.
Well, can't say homeless ass. Yeah, that's you. You like the homeless
ass. They're the homeless ass.
They are ass. They have been that this series against the Astros. We'll see what Colton Gordon has in store for him tonight. He'll be on the mound against Jacob Lopez. How good has Colton Gordon been for the Astros? He's not allowed more than 3 earned runs in either one of his first 6 starts this season. The Astros have won 5 of his 6 starts, and he's walked just 2 guys combined in his last 5 outings for the Astros, and then threw a season-high 6 innings in his last start against the Minnesota Twins. So Colton Gordon will be on the mound tonight. Boy, last night was a lot of fun, though. Astros, I didn't realize this, but they pounded out 20 hits, scored 11 more runs. I think, yes, in fact, Colin was right. Our producer, who you heard on In the Loop today for Figgy, I think he was right when he'd said it's the first time all season long when the Astros scored back-to-back double-digit runs. Why not do it against the A's? Make it the trifecta tonight. Over, under, Tyler. Runs scored this evening by the Houston Astros. I'll put it at 6.5.
Oof. As a betting man, I would bet the under if I had to pick one.
Yeah.
But obviously, fingers crossed, toes crossed.
Jacob Lopez intimidates you at all?
Cheeks clenched for over. What?
Said Jacob Lopez's intimidates you?
Oh, no. No, not much about that team does.
It shouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't hesitate to take the over. You know, YOLO, scared money don't make money. I think a wise man once said, Tyler Milner.
That's me?
Yeah, it should sound familiar.
Wisdom is.
So what's the over-under on this game? It's 10.5. It's Colton Gordon and Jacob Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Colton Gordon, 2-1, 470, 134 whip.
Award 3 runs to the A's right now, because that's what Colton Gordon usually allows through 5-6 innings of work.
Jacob Lopez, 1-4, 480 ERA, 150 whip.
Mm-hmm.
They've both thrown 30 innings. Lopez gets more strikeouts, also gives up more walks. They've both given up 6 homers in 30 innings, so they both give up the long ball.
I'd take the over in this game.
This might be an over game.
Yeah, I would take the over.
I mean, look, it's a PCL ballpark. And we know if that you're playing a PCL game and you're not playing in Sugarland, you're not playing in OKC, ball flies.
Yeah. Ooh. You know, I don't think Tyler has this.
I mean, how many 430-foot home runs have we seen in the last 3 days?
Probably like 3.
I think probably more like 6. I
mean, your 400-footers, like there's only been one guy to hit, 2 guys hit fewer than 400-foot home runs. It was Mauricio Dubon and Christian Walker this series. They were like 385 and maybe like 396 or something like that for Walker. But T-Mill, I would bet on Cam Smith hitting a home run tonight. He's already got 2-3 this series. Does he have 3 home runs this series?
Who's that?
Cam Smith.
He's got 2 homers.
I know that ball must be looking like a damn beach ball to him.
Yeah.
Dude, when you're in a groove, everything is, like, your eyes are just huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. It's like, not only do you see the ball, it looks bigger. It feels slower. No matter how hard it's coming, it feels slower. It feels like you're picking up the spin on the ball right away, and you are completely in tune with how the ball is going to break. When you're in a groove, everything just clicks.
Mm-hmm.
When you're struggling, the ball looks small. It always feels fast. You can never get the right spin on the seam. You're always just a hair off. Like it's because that hair is everything, right? Baseball, a game of inches.
Yeah.
If you're a half inch off on where you make contact with the ball, that's the difference between a line drive double in the gap and a pop up.
That guy Ferguson that was pitching for the A's last night, who the Astros absolutely tattooed, I think, for six runs.
Spank the hiney.
An A's fan on Twitter put a video together and showed why the Astros were most likely as successful as they were against him. You talk about a game of inches. He was tipping his pitches last night. Guy throws fastball, curveball, and it was just something he was doing with his glove and his wrist cock. Like when he threw a fastball, his wrist was just kind of straight up and down. When he was throwing the curveball, it was, you know, kind of cocked down a little bit.
Hey, we saw that with Hunter a couple years ago.
Yeah. The guy, it was everything. Everything was just spot on. And it was just pitch after pitch after pitch. And you could tell. And you started to notice, like, oh, yeah, Astro pitchers can absolutely tell what's coming before the ball's even thrown, before he's even through his windup or stretch motion. That was kind of cool. And it's just, it is a very odd thing. Like, teams know this about opposing pitchers, but the teams that know this about opposing pitchers, why or how they're not able to communicate these things to their own guys and stop them from doing it, it's pretty remarkable to me. Now, not trying to give the A's more credit than they deserve. I don't know how many of their actual hitters have the knowledge or an ability to pick up, like, tipping pitches on their opposition, much less their own guys. But, hey, more the merrier. But, see if the Astros can take advantage that, tonight.
You know, when you have good coaches or sharp players that they find, right? These are, like, this was one of the things Carlos Beltran was so good at.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things Alex Cora was so
good at. Alex Cora, too, yeah.
You know, there are, Lance Berkman was really good at picking up things like this. There are players who are really good at finding that slight tell that a pitcher gives off to know what's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And throughout baseball, there have always been guys who can just figure stuff out like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I, not that this was a taught skill or anything, but, you know, Keith Hernandez was a guy who was really good at identifying any kind of change in the way a pitcher stands, holds, sets up, delivers, to figure out what's coming. So me, being a smaller kid growing up playing baseball, because I was always the smallest guy on the team until, yeah, I didn't grow until my junior year of high school. So I was always somebody who was looking for, is there a way that I can tell what's going on? You know, and I would tell you that if you are a kid who is playing sports and you're on the smaller side, you're not as big, you're not as strong, you're not as fast, you've got to find ways.
Oh, you always got to find the
You got to find
advantage.
Ways to get that competitive advantage. Yeah. So I used to study that stuff like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Look at you, forward-thinking ass. Hey.
Of course, I had no idea that it was something that, you know, 40 years later I'd be talking about.
Well,
but, you know, just
happens
same thing.
That way.
You know, I grew up playing hockey. I played hockey, you know, almost, you know, my entire childhood and, you know, through my mid-20s. And you'd always look for, you know, how does a guy carry a puck a certain way? Does a team break out in a certain formation? When they come out in that formation, where does the puck usually go? You look for their tells. You look for their trends. Same thing with, like, a pitcher. If you have a pitcher who, you know, is always, after a breaking ball, always throws his fastball to a certain side of the plate. Right? Is it always an outside fastball after a breaking
ball? Or where they stand on the rubber, like, you know, to throw a particular pitch. Yeah.
And, you know, these are things that you look for because that's your advantage.
One more story in Hot Leads is what we have time for. The Rockets and head coach Ime Udoka, we haven't mentioned this at all today. They've reached a long-term contract extension.
Back the truck up for Ime.
Don't know how long or for how much, but
I thought it said 5 years.
I didn't even see years in Shams' initial report, but that would definitely confirm a long-term contract extension. We don't know how much. That thing is for certain. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we hit the 4 o'clock hour, get you more of the specifics next with the Rockets and Ime Udoka's extension. Keep it here. It's Area 45 for The Drive.
Sarah Jessica Parker, man, she's always done it for me.